Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yom Shalom Yitzchak Daf Mem Tes, and we are starting Mem Chasam Beis about three lines off at the bottom at the two dots with the words Tani Rebbe Lezer Omer and Vilnsur Saf. It's a Mem Beis Omer Beis a few lines down from the top. And today's Daf sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Zar Basi Yaakov Moshe Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue with this Machloekas Rebbe Kivin Rebbe Lezer regarding Machshirei Mitzvah, preparatory things necessary for a Mitzvah, and whether or not they're Deichah Shabbos. Over here, obviously, the Machloekas is in regarding Shechna Karban Pesach on Shabbos. Everyone agrees the Shechitas Karban Pesach is Deichah Shabbos. What about the Machshirei Mitzvah, Machshirei Shechita? So Tani Rebbe Lezer Omer. Blazer says, "Kishim shachita derech Shabbos, kach machshir shachita derech Shabbos." Just like the shachita derech Shabbos, so the machshir shachita, something necessary for the preparing preparatory stages of a shachita, that's also derech Shabbos. However, Rambam tells Amaral on top, Amaral Rukiba told him, "Loi, that's not so, because if Marta b'shachita she'ef shelo lasus meir Shabbos derech Shabbos." If you want to say this regarding shachita that can't be done erev Shabbos anyway, because the 14th is not erev Shabbos, the 14th is on Shabbos, so that's why shachita is derech Shabbos. But term machshir shachita, are you say the same thing by machshir shachita she'ef shelo hem liasus meir Shabbos? They are able to be done erev Shabbos. Therefore, ein doichanas Shabbos, machshir shchita are not doichas Shabbos. However, Amalei Rebbe Lezer responded back to Rabbi Kiva, a murim tzibur echichu, a murim of carbon tzibur proved that it's not true. Shu yachalas oisam matzah Shabbos, he could bring the murim matzah Shabbos. We know that a murim of a carbon are allowed to be brought the entire night. So even if the carbon was shechted on Shabbos, they could still be brought matzah Shabbos by ein doichanas Shabbos, but still bring the murim as doichas Shabbos. And therefore, mali machshir shchita lfnei shchita, mali machshir shchita lachar shchita. What's the difference between machshir shchita before shchita or machshir shchita after shchita? Now, obviously, bring the murim is not. It's a machshir shchita. Rebbe's whole raya is simply from the fact that we see something that could be done after Shabbos, but it's still allowed to be done on Shabbos. Same thing with machshir shchita. Even though technically you're right, they could be done before Shabbos, they're still allowed to be done on Shabbos. However, Amalei Rebbe Kiva told him, "Mal machshir shchita la'achar shchita derechnas haShabbos shekvar dochas shchita as haShabbos." The machshir shchita after shchita, such as in the example I was just brought of bringing the emurim, they're doicha Shabbos because the shchita of that carbon was already doicha Shabbos anyway. We were allowed to shech that carbon on Shabbos, so we, so to speak, continue this heter of being doicha Shabbos for certain things related to the carbon. But yitchu machshir shchita lefnei shchita? Are you going to say the machshir shchita are doicha shchita beforehand? Va'adayin lo yidachas shchita haShabbos. Shchita wasn't doicha Shabbos yet. We didn't yet reach the stage of shchita, so why should the machshirin beforehand be allowed to be doicha Shabbos? Now, davar acher, another version of what Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Lezer was that she'im yimsa zevech pasol, if it turns out that the carbon's pasol, v'nimsa doicha haShabbos b'la shchita, turns out they were doicha Shabbos without a proper shchita. In other words, in this other version of what Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Lezer, the reason why machshir shchita are not doicha Shabbos is because, let's say you're over Shabbos for these machshir shchita, and then the shchita turns out to be pasul. So it turns out that you were over Shabbos in regards to those machshir shchita, and that's why machshir shchita are not doicha Shabbos. Now, basing ourselves off of the second teretz of Rabbi Kiva, we're going to have a number of questions on him. Gabetinuk ma'islach, what about regarding a child? We have the same machloikas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, and Mesecha Shabbos regarding machshirei mila. Everyone knows that if mila itself, the eighth day falls on Shabbos, so it's doicha Shabbos, but what about machshirei mila? Is that doicha Shabbos? Rabbi Lezer says yes, Rabbi Kiva says no. But the question now in Rabbi Kiva is, why not? If your whole reason machshir shchita, the reason why they shouldn't be doicha Shabbos, is because maybe a psol is going to be found in the carbon, well, you're definitely not going to find the psol in the mila, or at least you hope not. We'd venture to say that 99.9% of the time, a mila comes out to be perfectly fine, so you don't have the chashash by mila. Therefore, why aren't machshir mila doicha Shabbos according to Rabbi Kiva? And the answer is, there's a different chashash. Shema yechla hatinoik v'nimtza doicha Shabbos by mila. Maybe the child is going to get sick, and we're not going to be able to do a bris, and then it turns out they were doicha Shabbos without doing the bris mila in the first place, and that's why machshir mila are not doicha Shabbos. Has even asked another question, Rabbi Kiva, Hari mizbeach shenafel b'Shabbos. What about if the mizbeach fell down on Shabbos? Hari ainu roi libanis ma'asmal, it wasn't able to be built yesterday, and so you can't say that we could have done it yesterday, therefore it's not allowed to be built today. According to Rabbi Kiva, it should be allowed to be built now. Now we have to add the answer in to the girsa, because the Gemara doesn't have it. The answer is, min mizbeach roi libanis ma'asmal, that the idea, that the concept of a mizbeach could be built yesterday. In other words, there's no chiv to build a mizbeach now versus yesterday. Therefore, since technically Mizbeach could have been built yesterday, it's not Doicha Shabbos. As opposed to Karban Pesach, if the 14th falls on a Shabbos, there is no possibility of bringing the Karban Pesach before Shabbos. Therefore, Shchitas Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, but not the Machshirin. The Machshirin could have been done beforehand. Another question is, Haga Atzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shanol Dolo Yaboyles, let's say a wart, this thing on the skin of the Karban Pesach, happened on Shabbos. Harein Royal Chaitcha Be'erev Shabbos, that's the proper gear, so that couldn't have been cut Erev Shabbos, so why can't we do it on Shabbos? According to Bikiva, the answer is, Min Yaboyles, Reel Chatech Me'esmol. In general, a yabelis is able to be cut yesterday, and therefore it's not something that we say could be doicha Shabbos. And one more question, Haga Atzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shechal Yom Hashvi Shaloi Biyudalid Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, that's a proper girsa. Let's say a person was tummy base, and his seventh day of his Tahara process fell out on Shabbos, which is also Erev Pesach. We've discussed this previously. Haray Einu Royal Lahazah is B'Shabbos. We're not able to do Hazah on Shabbos, and we couldn't have done Hazah on him with the Mechatos before Shabbos, because that's a sixth day, not a seventh day. So why isn't this doicha Shabbos, which we know it's it's not. And the answer is, min hazoi ru'il liyos me'esmol, that the idea of hazah of a person could be done yesterday. But once again, when Yud Dalet, when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it has to be done then, but the Machshir Mitzvah could have done beforehand, and therefore Rabbi Kiyu's Shita stays strong. And moving on to Halacha Dalet, the Mishnah says, Eimasai Mevin Imai Chagiga, when is a Karban Chagiga brought with the Pesach? It's not referring to a Karban Chagiga, which is brought on a standard Yontif, and that would be on the 15th on Pesach itself. This is referring to a Karban Chagiga, which is Shechter on the 14th on Erev Pesach. And we're going to see in the Gemara that this is simply for practical purposes, since the Karban Pesach has to be Nechal Al HaSoiva. It has to be eaten when a person's already full. And since the Karban Pesach was just a little sheep or goat, there's not necessarily enough meat on it to fill everyone. Therefore, it's practicality. Sometimes a Karban Chagiga was brought with it in order to fill everyone up. Then they were able to eat the Pesach Al HaSoiva. So the question is, when is the Chagiga brought? Bisman Shubah B'Choyl, B'Tahara, or B'Muat. That's when the Karban Pesach is being brought during the week, not on Shabbos. Also, it's B'Tahara, meaning everyone in Am Yisrael is Tahar. And also Muat, there's not enough Karban Pesach. There are many people registered to one Karban Pesach, and so there's not going to be enough meat for everyone to get full. Therefore, we're going to bring a Karban Chagiga. However, Bisman Shubah B'Shabbos, B'Meruba, U'B'Tomo, and Mevinim B'Chagiga, if the Karban Pesach is being brought on Shabbos, or if there's a lot of Karban Pesach, because there's not so many people registered to this animal, so there's enough Karban Pesach by itself to fill everyone registered to it, or if the majority of Am Yisrael is Tomei, that's what Toma means. We're going to see later on in the Masechta that there's a number of situations that the Karban Pesach could be brought B'Toma, so in all these cases, Shabbos, Meruba, B'Toma, a Chagiga is not going to be brought. Now we have a difference between Chagiga and Pesach. Chagiga, this Chagiga could basically be any animal. It could be either from the flock or from cattle. And when we say flock, what does that mean? Ksavim and Izim, sheep and goats. And it also could be male or female, as opposed to the Karban Pesach, which is only allowed to be Minatsoin. It's only allowed to be a sheep or goat that is male, not female. And also, the Karban Chagiga is Menachal, so Shnei Yom V'Laila Echad. It's eaten for 2 days and one night, as opposed to the Karban Pesach, which is only eaten for one night. I think Mark explains, Tony, we have a Braiso, Chagigas Arbaasar, Haiso Bamin Amaiser, the Chagiga that's brought on the 14th, what we were discussing in the Mishnah, that could be brought from Meiser money, meaning from Meiser Sheni money, that could be used to purchase this Chagiga. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha says, B'Shem Shmuel Bar Abba, Zoyser Meresus clearly tells us, Shehi Rishos, that this is optional, that the Chagiga doesn't have to be brought, because in Tamar Chayva, everyone say this Chagiga is a Chayv, that you have to bring it, Davar Shuba Chayva Bamin Amaiser, something that's a Chayv, is allowed to be purchased with Meiser Sheni money? Obviously not. So must be that if we're allowed to purchase the Chagiga with Meiser Sheni money, that it's not a Chayv and it's just optional. Now, Tony, we have another Braisa, Chagiga Abamin Apesach, Hoysen Echelos Tchila, this Karban Chagiga that comes along with the Pesach, it's eaten first. Why? The Karban Pesach could be eaten on a full stomach, like we explained. Ask the Gemara, V'lo Yoichal Pesach L'Soiva, literally translated, this means, let the Karban Pesach not be eaten al Soiva, eat it when you have an empty stomach. In other words, the question is, why does the Karban Pesach have to be eaten al Soiva? And the answer is, Mem Tesom Bez on top, Rabbi Yisrael Bun says, B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Desai, Shelo Yavol Adei Shvirus Etzem, so you shouldn't come to break one of the bones. We know there's an Isser of breaking a bone of a Karban Pesach, and if the person's hungry, he's going to try to chew off and gnaw at all the little pieces of meat that are on the bones of the Pesach, and he might end up coming to break the bone because of that. And so therefore, we just bring a Karban Chagiga along with it, so he can make sure that he has enough food in his stomach anyway, and that he's full, and then he's not going to come to breaking one of the bones. Now, Tony, we have a Braiso, Chagiga Abba Amir HaPesach, Hoysa Mizba Eres Imoy, the Chagiga that comes with the Pesach, he has to get rid of it with it, which means that we know we have a limited amount of time that we have to eat the Karban Pesach, and the Chagiga has that same time limit as well. Ask the Gemara, Esa Chami, come and see. We know that Chagiga Nechasel Shnei Yabim, the Chagiga is eaten for 2 days, that's what we say in the Mishnah, and Upesach Nechal Ad Chatzoyes, the Karban Pesach is only eaten until Chatzoyes that night. But Tamer Hachin, you're saying this, you're saying that the Chagiga has to be gotten rid of along with the Pesach and has the same time limit. We know that's not true. The Gemara answers, Ba'oila Imael Shochanai, it's referring to the part of Chagiga that was brought up on the table with the Pesach. That part, that platter of meat from the Chagiga, has to be finished along with the Pesach, and that's because we're afraid that some Pesach got mixed up in it. Therefore, this Chagiga that was brought on the table has to be finished along with the Pesach. But if there's still parts of the Karban Chagiga that weren't brought to the table yet, they're allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night. And similarly, Hatav Shilin Oilin Imael Shochan, Tzrichan Zbar Imai, any dishes that are brought up on the table with the Karban Pesach, we have to finish them off with the Karban Pesach, because again, we're afraid that some Pesach got mixed up with them, so therefore we have this time limit to finish them as well. Now, Amr Rabbi Yosef tells us, Hada Amra, this clearly teaches us that if a person's eating cheese, and now he wants to eat meat, he has to remove all the pieces of bread from the table, because we're afraid that some of the cheese got mixed up with his bread, and that would make the bread milchigs, and obviously he can't eat meat with milchig bread, therefore he'd have to take all that bread off the table as well. And moving on to Halacha Hey, the Mishnah discusses something that we have learned about previously, but it's going to be a much more focused discussion. The Mishnah tells us, HaPesach Sheshchata Shaloi Lishmai B'Shabbos, if a person shechted the Karban Pesach Shaloi Lishma on Shabbos, Chayv Alav Chatos, he's Chayv Chatos for that. This is when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and obviously he's allowed to shech the Karban Pesach then, that's what we've been discussing up until now, and for some reason this fellow thought that the same way he's allowed to shechte lishma, he's also allowed to shechte shalai lishmai. And if he did that, obviously it's possible because shalai lishmai, and therefore he's chayv achatos for shechting something on Shabbos that he's not allowed to. Now, shar kol zvachim, other karbonis that he had, shishchatan lishem haPesach, that he shechted for the karban Pesach, meaning it was a different karbon, but he shechted with intention, this is going to be the karban Pesach, im einen ru'uyin, if they're not fit to be the karban Pesach, it's not a male, goat, or sheep within its first year of life, so then chayiv, he's chayiv for doing that, because obviously it's a pasul shchita. However, let's say im ru'uyin, this animal is roi, it could technically be the karban Pesach. So Rebbe Elazar mechayiv chatos, Rebbe Elazar still mechayiv chatos, or Rebbe Shua patros him. And Rebbe Elazar explains the shchita, why he's chayiv chatos, even though this animal could technically be a karban Pesach, because ma'iva Pesach shu mutter l'shmai kishishina shmai chayiv, just with the karban Pesach itself, that if he shechts it l'shma, it's mutter. But if he changes it and he shechts it shaloi l'shma, he's chayiv. That's the first din in the Mishnah. Well, zvachim other karbanos shein asur l'shman, even if you were to shecht them l'shma on Shabbos, which is erev Pesach, that's asur because it's Shabbos and they're not allowed to be shechted then. Kishishina shman, when he changes their name and he intends to shecht it for something else, ain't it din shei chayiv? Shouldn't we say for sure that he's chayiv? However, Amalei Rishua told him that loy, that's not so. Even Marta Pesach, if you want to say this applies to a Pesach, that a karban Pesach that was shechted shaloi l'shma is going to be mechayiv imachatos, that's because shashina shmai bedavar aser. He changed its name to something that's aser, meaning he had in mind that it's for a different karban, and that other karban that he had in mind that it was supposed to be is not going to be shechted on Shabbos, which is erev Pesach. So of course he's going to be chayiv. Tarim b'zbachim, you can say the same by different karban shashina bedavar mutter. He changed it for something that's mutter. Take a karban shlamim that technically could be brought as a karban Pesach, and he shechted it on Shabbos, which is erev Pesach, which he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to shechted karban shlamim on Shabbos, but he intended for it to be a Pesach, and the karban Pesach is allowed to be shechted on Shabbos. And so why would you say that he's chayv achatos for shechting this b'shoigeg? He did a shinui, he did a change to something that technically is mutter to shecht on Shabbos. So Amar Leib Lezer, Lezer responded back to Yeshua, emur tzibur echichu. Now when we say the word emurim over here, it's not referring to the insides that are brought on the mizbeach. It's referring to something that's said by the tzibur, namely a karban tzibur. So we're just going to exchange the word emur tzibur for karban tzibur. So Leib Lezer is saying that a karban tzibur should prove that what you Rabbi Yeshua are saying is not correct. Shehin mutarim l'shman, they're mutter to shecht l'shma. For example, a karban tamid, that's a karban tzibur, or karban musaf, that's allowed to be shechted on Shabbos l'shma. But shechting l'shman, if a person shechts his karban tzibur with intent for a different karban chayiv, he's chayiv. So Rabbi Yeshua said back to him that loy, that's not so, because im marta beimurei tzibur, if you want to say this applies by karban tzibur, that's because sheyesh lan kitzvah, they have a set amount. There's, let's say, two karbanos tamid that are supposed to be brought every single day. So therefore, there isn't really grounds for the person to excuse himself and say, oh, I thought this was a karban tzibur, I thought it was the karban tamid, I didn't realize it was something else, because there's only two tamidim. That's our example that we're using. And again, this is really by all karban tzibur, there's a kitzvah, there's a set amount. But talking about Pesach, she'ein la kitzvah. If you want to say that by karban Pesach, that shouldn't be the same svara, because there isn't a set amount to karbanos Pesach. Sometimes there's tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of karbanos Pesach, and therefore there is a possibility of making a mistake. Oh, I thought this was the karban Pesach, even though it was a different zevach, and therefore Yeshua still maintains that even if he shechted a different karban with intention that it should be the karban Pesach, his pottery does not have to bring a karban chatos. Now, Rav Meir is our third sheet, and he says, even in this case that they were just discussing, where he shechts a karban intending for it to be a karban tzibur, he's still pater, because if Meir holds a toy b'dvar mitzvah, then a person is involved in a mitzvah and he makes a mistake regarding something, he's still pater. We're going to stop here for the day of pickup tomorrow, continue to explain this machlokes in greater detail. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.